Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I'm so glad that you're here. This is our, we call this kind of our cozy season, winter, our intimate crowd season. So we're really glad that you're here, that you're with us on this beautiful sunny winter morning, that you're helping to form the community here at Rosedale United Church. If you haven't met me, my name is Kristen. I'm the minister for worship and spiritual care. And with me in leadership this morning is our music director, Dr. Sarah Svensson. Our cantor this morning is Jennifer Robinson. And we do have a couple special guests who I'm going to introduce to you also in the course of our announcements. So we here at Rosedale United Church, we're a congregation committed to supporting human flourishing. Right here in this neighborhood and also all around our city. And we gather each week to learn and to grow and to serve. And so I want to share with you some of what we've got going on today in support of human flourishing. Quick note, today after church coffee hour is downstairs. There is a rehearsal going on in the Catherine Grant room for a performer that you're going to see in concert in a couple months from now. Her name is Amy Sky. Anyway, she is using our coffee room space to rehearse today. So coffee is downstairs. And also going on downstairs, we are gathering to make sandwiches for this afternoon's Out of the Cold program that takes place down at St. Luke's. Once a month, we make 200 sandwiches for this Out of the Cold program, and anyone is welcome to participate. We had a family, hi guys, saying, can our three-year-old help out? Yes, three-year-olds can do it, and 83-year-olds can do it. It's that kind of a wonderful, all-embracing activity, so you can join us for that while you have your coffee. Also, I am getting ready for our next community soup lunch that's coming up on February the 1st. We're going to start cooking that meal today, also after church. So if you have, you know, half an hour and you can help chop some vegetables, just again, have your tea, coffee, and then come on into the kitchen and you can help me with that. That lunch that's coming up on February 1st is going to be a really cool one. We're all going to gather together as we normally do at our community lunches, but we're going to have a workshop take place while we're having our lunch, sort of a special guest who's going to prompt us with some discussion that we can have at our tables and teach us. And that person is Reverend Emily Gordon. She's come here to preach before. She's fantastic. She's going to be doing a workshop on Sabbath and the notion of radical rest, like rest as actually a response to our chaotic world. So that's going to be amazing. So that's coming up on February 1st, and it's all free. Just come downstairs after church. This Thursday, I am co-facilitating a retreat day with my fellow Courage and Renewal facilitator, Winifred Hunsberger. This is part two of our three-part Changing Seasons retreat series. But you can attend even if you did not participate in part one. It's the kind of retreat that you can just pop into. It's a day-long retreat, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's about exploring life's transitions through the season of winter. So if you are free this Thursday and you are maybe navigating a transition right now, or you simply feel pulled by winter's quiet invitation to reflect, then I invite you to check this retreat out. You can speak to me or you can also register online through our website. All of our wellness programs are back up and running, Tai Chi, mobility and movement. And we also have new programs on offer, yoga and winter indoor walking. We've got a new parent-baby yoga class for, if you spread the word, if you know folks with a new baby right now. And we also have family yoga. And grandparents, if you are looking for like a new activity to do with your grandkids, what? Family yoga, Mondays at 4, why not? A different way to hang out together. So we encourage you to check that out. What else? So many. Oh, our special guests. Okay, so we're welcoming two guests today. First, our new artist for the Rosedale Center, Sheila Mehrer, is with us. Sheila, can you raise a hand? Hi, Sheila, welcome. Welcome. And also, very special guest with us as part of our annual guest speaker series, Reverend Unju Park, who is our region's Community of Faith and Pastoral Relations Minister. Reverend Unju Park, can you just say hello? So Reverend Unju is sort of the minister for ministers, if you want to think of it that way. And we're really grateful for you for being with us today. For now, I invite us to stand in body or spirit, however you're feeling this morning, and we will call ourselves to worship. Let us join together. Why are we called to this place? To be God's people. What is required of us? To seek justice, to love kindness, to live humbly with God. And how shall we do this? With our prayers, with our thoughts, with our actions, and with our love. Then, as people who are both blessed and blessing, let us worship God. We have the joy of singing together. Will you come and follow me? And note the verses. We're singing verses 1 and 2. And 4 and 5. And if you haven't been here before, the VU stands for Voices United. That's the big red hymn book.
Oh,
Friends, the peace of Christ be with you all, and also with you. I invite you to turn to those who are around you and extend this same greeting, peace be with you, and the responses, and also with you. And especially if you see someone you don't know, if you haven't met them, then that is exactly the person you need to extend the peace of Christ to. And I light our Christ candle this morning. In this season of Epiphany, at least in Canada, we are in the depths of winter with its cold days and long nights. May this Christ light warm our hearts and light our way so that we can be faithful disciples in this time. I want to invite us into a moment of silence now as we center ourselves from whatever we have come from this week into whatever we are going. We take this moment just to simply be, to pause, to hear our own breath, our own heartbeat just for that moment, and to open ourselves to God's Spirit. Let us pray. Spirit of truth and wisdom, you are our comforter always, guiding us, teaching us, helping us to find a way through all that we are navigating. Each of us has come holding deep concerns that weigh on our hearts and minds. And in this moment, we lift those burdens to you, knowing that you hold them, knowing that you are with us, alongside us in this moment of rest, and that we are not alone. We pray for clarity to meet us in this time that we have together. We pray for your patience to fill us. We pray to be filled with hope from our gathering so that we can keep showing up, keep trying. Give us courage, God, to turn and to admit when we've made mistakes, when we've gone in the wrong direction. Hold us in our humility. We know that you love us and care for us, and so help us to trust that you are here with us. Nudge our hearts in this time in the direction that you want us to go. Help us to trust in you and the way that you have shown us through your life-giving Son, Jesus, who taught us to say together, O loving parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Opening our theme this morning, I found our scripture readings challenging for me to wrap my head around this week. They were challenging for our Bible study group. They're going to give us a lot to think about. And you're going to hear Joy read them in a moment. One of the ways that I was able to wrap around our second reading that you're going to hear from Luke and that Unju is going to unpack for us is around this notion of showing up and duty and things that we might kind of grumble about, but that ultimately are just what's required of us. It got me thinking about my life as a parent right now and my struggles with a child who doesn't greet me with roses every day for the great work that I do, or, you know, bring me breakfast in bed, or, you know, say thank you, or anything like that. And I realized, you know what, that's not the point. The point is, as a parent, that's just what's required of me, to show up, not to receive accolades. And so, as we open the theme, I want to ask you, in your life right now, what do you have going on where you just feel like, I'm kind of grumbling about this. I wish I got more recognition. I wish I got more, you know, an award for doing X, Y, or Z. But that you kind of know deep down, you know what? This is actually just what is required of me in my humanity and in relating to others right now. What would that be for you? I invite you into this moment of contemplation as Sarah plays.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 1 to 7. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you people from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And now the Lord says, who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, "For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should do, that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations of slaves, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful to Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. May God bless our understanding of this scripture. A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord replied, "If you had the faith the size of the mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending the sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at this table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink'? Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you are ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" In these ancient words, may we find wisdom for living today.
Thank you, Joy. We stand and sing together the hymn, "When a Poor One." It's number 702, and the words of this hymn may help further reveal the scripture to us. Please be seated. It's missing in our bulletin, but in this moment, we are lifting up now the prayers of our community. Turning our hearts and our minds to people who are close to us, people who are near to us, and also families and people and nations all over our world this morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Lord, gracious Creator, we come to you as children. We come together as siblings in Christ. We pray this morning for people and families in nations around the world who are besieged by anxiety, uncertainty, loss, and violence. And so we pray for peace and for freedom and for full and abundant life to find a way through. We pray for human resilience and for the timelessness and foundation of human culture that is deeper than any moment. We pray and we open our hearts and send all of our comfort to the citizens of Iran. We pray for an end to grief. We pray for an end to grief in Gaza, in Sudan, in Ukraine. We pray for a de-escalation of conflict worldwide. We pray for Greenland. We pray for citizens of the United States. We pray for you and your spirit to work through the humility and caring of servant leaders worldwide. We pray for all those offering leadership in our cities, in our provinces, in our country. We pray for your spirit of generosity to be among us. And we thank you for people of all faiths and people of courage worldwide, for their spirit of humanity, for justice, for kindness, for open-heartedness. We lift to you now our friends, our family, people in places that are on our hearts. And we offer to you our silent prayers for those with whom we hold concern and who we ask for comfort. Lord, as we gather together, we know that your peace, your hope, and forgiveness are stronger. We know that truth, love, and perseverance abide. We pray for healing, comfort, acceptance, and inclusion to be with all. And may all feel the embrace of your Holy Spirit and be enfolded in hope now and always. Amen. In this moment, we offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts, the gifts of God, as a blessing for the world. And so every season in this church, we have a moment after our prayers for what we call a sacred gesture. And for most of the year, that involves lighting candles for people in places who may be in our hearts and minds, or lighting a candle for an intention. But as the seasons of the church year change, we change this gesture. So in the season of Advent, we were decorating our Christmas trees, and now we're in this season of Epiphany that begins with the visit of the Magi and Jesus' baptism. And so in this season, we're inviting you into a sacred gesture that involves water. So if baptism is a part of your story, you might come to any of the stations that we have at the front, to the font, or to the two bowls that are set up on this lower level. And you can dip your hand in the water and place it to your forehead, and you can remember your own baptism. You may also wish in this moment, if baptism is not a part of your story, or even if you just want to do this, to touch your hand to the water and to feel that coolness and that refreshment, and perhaps there's an intention that you want to set, or a prayer that you want to offer for yourself or for others. So this moment is yours. You're invited to visit the water stations, like I said, here on the table or down on the floor here. You're also equally invited in this moment to make an offering to the life and work and ministry of this congregation, and our offering boxes at the back. You can stay seated and just have a quiet moment for yourself. It's all open to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. So I want to introduce our guest speaker, Reverend Unju Park. And I just need to find the page where I wrote my... here we go. Thanks. So Reverend Park provides, as I said, she's the minister for ministers, and she provides support for our whole region by encouraging and connecting communities of faith as they adapt and experiment in changing times. And Reverend Park was born and raised in Korea until she moved to Canada in 1991. She was ordained in 2001 by the Presbyterian Church in Canada, and was admitted to the United Church of Canada in 2011. And Unju served first as a chaplain at Sioux Area Hospital, and then served in communities of faith in both the Presbyterian and United Church denominations in Sault Ste. Marie. She now serves the region and is living in Hamilton, Ontario. And Reverend Unju is a speaker in our theme series. So every year, we dedicate a Sunday each month to the exploration of a theme, and we stick with it for the whole year. And I usually decide these themes in August before I come back for September. And this year, as I was thinking about our world and, you know, what would be interesting to explore together once a month, the word that came to me was courage. And I thought, you know, courage is something really interesting and useful for these times in which we're living. And it, all through the Bible, we hear about courage. And, you know, in the Psalms, there are many lines, let your hearts take courage. And I thought, yes, that's what we need right now. We need our hearts to take courage. One of my working definitions of courage is to persevere and be wholehearted in the often overwhelming circumstances in which we are trying to make a difference, whether that be in the life of a child, a patient, a student, a congregation, or a community. I thought, I love that, and isn't that what we're all trying to do, live with courage in that way? And so it's in this spirit that I welcome Reverend Park.
Thank you, Kristen, for the grand introduction. I was chaplain before I moved up to the Sault Ste. Marie Hospital. I was a chaplain at the Toronto General and Princess Margaret Hospital here. Somehow that got missed in my intro on our website. I know you got it from the websites, yes. I have been in this role as a regional minister over 2 years and a half. And I am getting to know all the churches in our region, especially in the corner that I am actually assigned to, which is south of 407 and east of Yonge Street. So that little corner is mine, and you happen to be in that corner. So this is my joy to be with you this morning, and it was so... happy to see a lot of happy faces walking through that door because I was standing there on this cold winter day, and that gave me the vibes that Rosedale is doing well. So, and also I want to mention about the tulips, because tulips is my favorite flower, and then I don't think you had them for me, but you feel like you had them for me. So thank you very much, whoever put the tulips there. I don't get to preach very often anymore. So every time I have an opportunity to be in the pulpit and preach, this is my honor and privilege, and I thank you for inviting me to be in the pulpit. Let us pray. God of the ages, open our hearts and minds so that these words may inspire, comfort, and challenge us to be a living gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Increase our faith. The disciples make their pleas to Jesus. There is so much to do, and there are so many problems. So increase our faith. We live in a world of decreased faith. The problems on all fronts seem to be escalating. People are scarred and scared. There are still violent wars between countries like Ukraine and Russia and Sudan, and Israel, between Israel and Palestine. The U.S. military strikes on Venezuela. The U.S. president keeps challenging the sovereignty of other countries. Protesters erupt in Iran. There is a climate crisis. Injustice against human beings happens in every part of the world. All of our systems in Canada, educational, economic, political, healthcare, and even our church, are in some kind of crisis. We might be tempted to say with the disciples, increase our faith. What else would we say? Consider today's reading from Luke's gospel. Jesus has called a small group to follow him as his disciples. And throughout the story, they have shown that they are less than perfect disciples. And Jesus has been telling them the cost of being his disciples. And now Jesus tells them, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, forgive even when it's not deserved, give without expecting anything in return, be ready to take up your cross. No wonder the disciples then begged Jesus, increase our faith. If you are going to ask great things of us, then you will surely have to increase our faith. You might feel that too. I know Rosedale has faced some challenges like everyone else. The church membership has been declining steadily, and the building needs attention. Actually, you are pretty good keeping your building in good shape, though the building still needs repairs, attention for repairs and regular maintenance. There are no youth and young adults in the church, and if there are, it's certainly not what it used to be. You might have been wondering what the future looks like for Rosedale, and if you could sustain the ministry you want to provide. You have so much money to do everything you want and need. And remember what happened with COVID, and what did that did it to the church. And you wonder if something as catastrophic as COVID were to happen again, what would happen to our church? Will we survive? Increase our faith, you may scream. How easy it is to think that we don't have enough faith. The disciples were in the very presence of Jesus, yet they still wanted more faith. We're not so unlike the disciples, are we? How often do we tell ourselves, if I only had more faith, I could do something important, do something impressive. I would never struggle with doubt. I wouldn't be so scarred and scared. I would finally be appreciated. If I had more faith, I would finally know I am right. And it would finally make all sense. So we pray, increase our faith. But Jesus says, you don't need much faith to be faithful. If you have just a small amount of faith, as small as an amount of faith as a tiny mustard seed, then that's enough. Before my ordination, some years ago, 25 years ago actually, my mentor, a wise minister, said to me, as a minister, you are going to learn all of the shortcomings and problems of your people. It will be too easy to be overwhelmed by all that and be defeated by a too pessimistic assessment of them. Just remember, he said, your people, for any of their shortcomings and problems, are still God's people. The ones that God has sent to be the church in your time and in your place. They are the best that God has got. And this wisdom has guided me through my years of ministry in the congregation, and people that I have ministered toward God's people. The best that God has sent to be the church in my time and place. Now, as a regional minister, my ministry has shifted from being a minister in one congregation to support ministers and congregations in the region. And I say this wisdom to the ministers, including Kristen. Kristen, your people at Rosedale, for any of their shortcomings and problems, are still God's people. The ones that God has sent to be the church in your time and place, they are the best that God has got. How wonderful is that? You are the best that God has got in this time and place. You are all that God needs to do what God wants to do in the world. I am reminded of what Mother Teresa said. She said, our calling is not to do great things, but to do small things with great love. The gospel text this morning might be saying something similar to us. We do not need more faith. We need to use the faith that we have. The conditional clause in the text, if you had just the faith the size of a mustard seed, can be translated And you do have faith. We do have faith, and the faith that we have helps us to see a power that can overcome any obstacles we face. Surely this faith helps us to know a love that can overcome any divisions. Surely this faith helps us to discover an abundance that can overcome any scarcity. Yes, I admit, sometimes we see mostly obstacles, divisions, and scarcity. Sometimes it is like we are singing God's song in a strange land. And so we ask, increase our faith. And Jesus says, gently and confidently, you already have enough faith. Take courage and put it into practice. Thomas Merton, who is a Catholic monk, wrote many books on spirituality and prayer. And he said in one of his books, we are indoctrinated into means and ends, but that is not the way to build a life of prayer. In prayer, we discover what we already have. You start where you are, and you deepen what you already have, and you realize that you are already there. We already have everything, but we don't know it, and we don't experience it. Everything has been given to us in Christ. All we need is to experience what we already possess. The trouble is, we are not taking the time to do so. Increase our faith so we may cry. And Jesus looks at us for all the weaknesses and worries and says simply, you have all you need. You have been given enough faith to do what I expect of you. So let your hearts take courage. Whenever I feel like that I need to pray, saying, increase my faith, I use a prayer called the Merton Prayer. This is a prayer written by Thomas Merton, whom I mentioned a few minutes ago. This is a prayer of faith and courage. It speaks to trusting God despite uncertainty, acknowledging our limitations, and finding solace in the sincere desire to please God, believing that desire itself pleases God and leads to giving guidance, even when the path is unclear. Acting on that desire and trusting God to lead by the right road without needing to know the destination. Will you pray this prayer with me? Let us pray. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you doesn't in fact please you, and I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road. Though I may not know nothing about it, therefore will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. Amen, and amen, and amen. Indeed, God is with us, and we have what it takes to be the people of God. And I know you are the best that God has got for Rosedale. I know you are the best that God has got for the Shining Waters Regional Council of the United Church of Canada. I know you are the best that God has got for the ministry of Jesus Christ in your time in this place. So let your hearts take courage and be the people of God and do what God asks of you. May it be so. Amen.
Friends, we stand and sing in response our closing hymn. And you'll find it in the spiral hymn book, More Voices. It's number 139, Truth Faith Needs No Defense. But we're going to be singing an alternate tune. We haven't sung this hymn before. The words will be new, but the tune will be familiar to you. Friends, we go out into this day, into this new week, sustained by our companionship and the companionship of God, the love of Christ, and the inspiring power of the Holy Spirit that moves within each of our hearts. We go in peace, we go in trust, we go in love. And we bless each other as we go, singing our new blessing for this season, When You Walk From Here.
Oh,
We do hope you'll join us today downstairs, a reminder, for coffee, tea, and also for opportunities to serve each other. The art on display is just in this reception room only, and in coming weeks, we'll be able to introduce you to all of it. Okay, we'll see you downstairs for coffee.